how this audiobook works. You can't see your breathing, you can't see your lungs, and the deep muscles involved don't have a lot of nerve endings, so they're hard to feel. Relearning how to breathe, then, is very different than any other type of learning you may have attempted. In addition, in order to make a change, your demanding and fussy brain needs to understand the why, the how, and the where in order to dismantle your previously acquired cognitive bias, that is, your bad habits. Here's what you can expect. First, I'll give you a detailed explanation of how you breathe. It may seem a simple explanation, but it's not a simple process at all. My overarching mission has been to present complex information in a way that's easily digestible and intuitively feels right. Then you'll get numbers and a grade in order to know your baseline and be able to work from there. What this means is that you'll get to give your own particular style of breathing a name and will be able to understand what you do and why and how you got there. Moving on, you'll do a series of exercises until you find one that makes you go, "Aha, I think I get it. This makes sense in a nonverbal way." Maybe you'll be lucky and there'll be two or three exercises that feel oddly natural. You may have moments of it being so easy you wonder if in fact you're doing it correctly. Then you'll catch yourself doing it wrong, grimace, and start again. But the moments of being right will happen more often or get easier. You'll think you feel your body relax. You'll wonder if you're imagining it. You won't be. What will be happening is that you'll be understanding, number one, you're breathing from multiple angles. Number two, how your lifestyle has affected your breathing. Number three, how to dismantle your bad habits. Number four, how your health is being affected by bad breathing. And number five, what to look for as you improve your breathing. It will be up to you to set up a workout, one that you do daily, maybe several times throughout the day. The pivotal part of success has to do with your assertively choosing a workout for yourself, noting your progress, just as you would at the gym, adding a weight or a rep once you're ready. Have a notepad next to you. Jot down notes, thoughts, and reminders. Steps you'll take while using this audiobook. Number one, you'll get some baseline measurements for yourself. We'll talk about this soon. Number two, you'll make a workout for yourself exactly like you would with any exercise plan or weightlifting routine at the gym. The baseline you've determined will be your starting number. Make a commitment to focus on your lungs and breathing muscles every day for at least 10 minutes. It doesn't matter if you're doing this to address stress, to get energized,